Well, I want to welcome again Boogie Reverie. What an interesting name. So we listened to a song by you in the beginning, and Val was telling me that when you do your music, you play all the different stuff yourself and then mix it all together, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. So what are you working on now?
Right now, I'm working on 3 albums, and I just got so many things recorded as well that I got to get ready and get ready to release. I've recorded so many things in the past 10 years that I haven't been able to release, and so I'm going to probably think about doing a lot of artwork for that and just produce some of it. And also playing in a band called Boogie and the Hip Stars. It's a glam, kind of a savage glam rock and roll thing. And
okay, what does that mean? Glam, glam savage.
I was afraid to ask.
Well, with glam, you never really know what you're getting with a glam record, but you know, it's just kind of a out there image, a lot of theatrics. And I figured since I wasn't able to have any of that at home in my studio recording, I wanted to make the band all about performance and jumping around. And so it's basically, it's really, the sound is very heavy, kind of a bit juvenile and and just really raunchy. We're all about having a really good time. Mm-hmm. And we play, it sort of started off as a vehicle, a live vehicle for my solo work. Because, you know, I've been playing in bands on and off and sort of on the side, but doing the studio thing, the Boogie Reverie stuff. And I thought, what if I took the initiative and got a backup band together and said, and handed them the CDs that I make and say, here, play this song. And so I did that, and took a while to get a steady lineup, but it's pretty awesome. I have a really good time doing it.
Mm. I think I have a story to tell you that you may not know. Boogie, when he had a different name, used to come to my house a lot. He and my son Jonathan were really good friends. And was that your first band when you were playing with Jonathan?
First real band.
First real band. And there was a house up the hill from our house that they would go hang out in and make their music. And one summer, I was up there cleaning it out, and I ran across this journal, or it was a spiral notebook that had the most amazing writing in it that I just couldn't even imagine who had written it, but it was so poetic and deep and beautiful, and it turns out it was your writing
that
you were you were doing when you were 15
years
old.
So she took it home and burned it. No.
No, I didn't.
And what'd you do with it?
I left it. I put it back in there. Okay. And I'm sure you got it, you know, when you came back from summer. The next time you were there, I'm sure you got it. But
maybe
it was just some of your lyrics, I guess, or, you know, just your writing that turned into lyrics, most likely, in some of your songs.
Inspiration. But, oh, wow. Some of your inspiration.
I mean, it was so heavy and deep. And
can you play a song for
so
us?
So impressed.
Of course.
Good.
Yeah,
let's do that.
I'd love to hear you.
I want to get a song in before we get
Absolutely.
I'm floating down this time alone. Will I return or will I flee home? Once submerged, will I breathe in? Shall I keep this will of sleep?
keeps around the bend. No, not me. Close my eyes, turn off my mind. I want so badly to take you for a ride. Ooh, you know you were my dearest friend. This time I choose to spin. The curtains fall, yes, and Lord, that is all it had to end. Ooh. Don't understand a thing about passion. Just look so hard, let's not even try. You cry and cry, never know why. Oh yeah, take me away from this place. My heart is hurting, please don't. Scream whips round the trees. I am alone here in the breeze. You believe between us things will never change.
What was
Very
that called?
Nice. That was beautiful.
Thank you. That was called Thing About Passion. No. That's track 5 off of the new CD, Hip New Wavicle of the Unseen Star.
And if people want to buy your CD, where do they go to do that? Can they go online somewhere?
Yeah, on Amazon, iTunes. Let's see, what else?
And what's the name of it again?
A Hip New Wavicle of the Unseen Star.
Cool. Well, that sounds great.
So tell us, Boogie, from where does your music come? I mean, what is your impetus for making music? It's like your life work.
It's you know, it's interesting because for the past 10 years or so, I've been doing this, and it's really, I do it so much, it's become like a diary. It's almost every day I'll come home from work and I'll record a song. Sometimes it takes, you know, just a couple hours, and other times it takes a few days. But a lot of it comes from just day-to-day experiences and epiphanies. A lot of it's based off of epiphany. Mm. And just those moments when something happens that's like, you know, those aha kind of moments. And everything seems to fall together in a really synchronistical way. And I believe that the universe is made out of sound. And and that's sort of where a lot of... That's kind of what I'm thinking a lot of times when I'm making the music.
And sorry.
I'm just curious. What do you do for a living?
I actually work at a restaurant in Carrboro, Elmo's Diner.
Oh, so you know Eric.
Eric. Yeah, Eric Brantley, yeah.
Yeah, his wife is one of my best friends.
And you've lived in Carrboro your whole life, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Carrboro, raised and bred.
And you have evolved just like Carrboro has, mm-hmm. right?
In a way.
Yeah. So what's your immediate plan? Are you going to be playing anywhere? What's coming up?
Well, my band right now is looking for a new drummer. So any drummers out there, shoot me an email.
Yeah.
BoogieReverie@hotmail.com. As soon as we get that situated, we should be out rocking again. And
how difficult is it to bring in a new player like that when somebody leaves in the band and you have to replace them? Is it something that you can just, you know, the first guy that comes in can get it, and or do you go through a lengthy process?
Well, it's kind of like relationships. It's, for me anyway, it's easy getting someone new, but keeping them is always the hard part.
That's true. So,
and we've had 4 lineup changes in this year alone.
Wow.
So, and we've rehearsed a lot and stuff, and we play a lot of the songs that are on that CD, but we've only played 2 shows, and I've been playing solo stuff, and you know, in between. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it takes at least a month for the new member to learn everything.
And then another member leaves, so you got to start all over. That must be frustrating.
Yeah, it's fun, though, like learning. Like I feel like with every new person, I find new ways to sort of guide the band and work with people. At the beginning, it was I was a bit of a control freak, and I don't know, I had just... My last band, Fantasius, had just broken up, and that's sort of what this band was born out of. Is I just kind of I booked a show with a band that I didn't have, and so I had about 3 weeks to get a band, and I did it, and we played our first. That's how we played our first show.
Wow! Sometimes when the pressure's on, you do better. At least I find that myself. You know, if I've got pressure, it makes mm-hmm. me produce more quickly.
So do you think the problem is just, you know, everyone is still trying to find their own niche in life and scheduling, or why do you think it's so hard to keep a cohesive group?
I think a lot of it has to do with different submodalities and the languages that people use and how people listen to one another. You'll have some people who are really auditory and other people who are really visual. And sometimes, you know, in a band, those two individuals might not really get along, but it's not because they don't like each other. It's because they don't,
they don't mesh.
They don't click.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't speak the same language. So my job mm-hmm. is to keep morale up and to sort of like translate in a way.
Well, and it's sort of the nature of the business. Musicians are always moving around from band to band, you know, it's just part of the joy of being
a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I can understand that.
So, are you going to ask him the evolution question?
Oh, yeah. So I mean, you have less than 2 minutes to answer, or a little over a minute to answer this question. And Jonathan gave me this question. He said, ask him to explain the evolution of his musicianship. That, you know, all the different kinds of, just, you know, I don't even know the meaning of this question, but
like influences, or
yeah, how you've evolved through the years as a musician.
Well, I started off in a really kind of trashy sort of musical realm, really juvenile, a lot of punk rock music mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and I found out that a lot of that crowd was actually really normal. And so I tried all kinds of other stuff, like goth music and progressive rock. And then I just sort of got bored. I got tired of everything that I was listening to. And so that's when I kind of, after my last, I guess 3 bands ago, Canine Sterilization Lab, broke up, I started to record a lot
the
more.
What? The Canine Sterilization
Lab.
Canine Sterilization Lab.
Now there's a name.
So I guess
CSL.
It's...
Yeah.
So I guess it's just sort of evolved as I've evolved, and you know.
Oh,
we're out of time.
Wow, yeah.
Well, thank you so much
so...
for coming on. That song was just beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was great to hear your evolution.